I'm on my way home from work. So I am in the car. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine. How was work?
Not too bad. Not excessively busy, just steady. So it's a good way to end the week. And I'm actually off the weekend, so that's good.
How are things, Grady, with the COVID situation? Is it? I understand cases in general are down, but how are you guys doing?
We have come down slower than any other hospital in the state. We still have the most patients of any hospital in the state, but we're down to, today we had 49 in the hospital, and the last time we were that low was on November 19 before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
So it's been, we've been up around 200, you know, most of that time.
And
so,
how do they configure? I mean, I imagine they have them all in one wing, right?
We have COVID wings, but we also, you know, have to have some of them in the intensive care unit when they're on the breathing machine.
Okay.
But when they're on the breathing machine, that the machine's breathing for them, so when they exhale, it just goes into the machine. It doesn't, like, fill up the room.
Okay.
And it's been something. And it was just starting like a year ago, so
yeah,
it's been a tough year.
It's
year in medicine.
Yeah, it's have you been vaccinated as now?
I've got both of my vaccinations, yeah.
Okay, so you got either Pfizer or Moderna?
I got the Pfizer.
Okay.
I got my first one back like it was before Christmas, and then I got my second one in January.
Yeah.
You know, Jerome, I think we honestly both had it, but we had it back in 2019. It wasn't supposed to be here until like January of 2020, but they've actually gone back and looked at the blood that people donated to the Red Cross back in December of 2019, they have found COVID in that blood. So people had it before January of 2020 here in the United States.
Yeah.
And I remember how sick you were, and I was so sick about the same time, Jerome. So we may have both had it. I could have been antibody tested if I wanted to. I haven't been. But I also haven't been sick.
Yeah, I will always wonder if that wasn't, I mean, because I didn't just have the flu. There were other things that at the time I thought were just weird, but then later turn out to be things that often happen, you know, losing my sense of taste and that weird pink eye I got, and yeah.
Look, you're preaching to the choir saying that, because I was so sick, but I've had the flu twice, and I know what the flu is like, and this was not the flu, you know, so, but I was really sick. I was as sick as you, and I had it right before you had it, so you had it at Thanksgiving. I think I had it about a week or two before you had it. So it could be years before we find out, but it has been here longer than we think it's been here.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like everything is just, we're in an arms race right now between the vaccines and the variants. So.
Yeah, and I hope things go well, but this is what happens to viruses. They, you know, they mutate.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to, you know, but the vaccines are amazing, Jerome.
Yeah.
Like, the flu vaccine is only about 50% effective.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody says, well, I took the vaccine and it gave me the flu. No, it didn't. You took the vaccine and you got the flu because the flu vaccine is only about 50% effective. And this is greater than 90% or 95%. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and I saw an interview with the guy from, what's it called? Bio, whatever. It's the company that's Pfizer's partner. It's a German company out of Mainz, Germany. And he was, it was a dumbed down article, but basically he was explaining how the messenger RNA is a little like copy and paste, in that, you know, you're just reproducing the key RNA segment. And he said the good news about that is that with that kind of, again, it was a dumbed down version, but he was saying that kind of a copy and paste is that we will be able to keep up with the variants. We will lag a few months, but they'll be able to keep personalizing the vaccines,
mm-hmm.
which was encouraging.
But, I mean, for now, there's, I mean, you know, all the data, when you first start to get it, you have to take it with a grain of salt because this is something totally new that we're dealing with. Even the mRNA technology for the vaccines is new. So, you know, there's some indication that the Pfizer, at least, may not be as effective against the South African variant.
Yeah.
But... I mean, it's still going to be good, and no one knows what that as effective means, whether it means it's 80% instead of 95% or what, but we'll just have to find out.
Yeah, but it is a reminder that we're going to have to get the whole world cured if we're to put an end to this, right?
We can't. Yes.
I heard you might be going to Africa.
I am on April 22nd.
And
so... we're going to Ethiopia, which is really not South Africa, but still.
No, that's that's in the Horn of Africa.
Yeah, so, you know, we're going there for about not quite 2 weeks. And, I mean, no one there, none of those missionaries working there have been vaccinated. So, you know, I wish I could take some over there with me, but I can't because of the way it has to be stored. But we'll see, you know. So I wanted to talk about Mom. Can we talk about Mom?
Sure.
She's really bad, Jerome. If you saw the house, if you saw Mom, she's really bad. And she doesn't take care of herself anymore. She doesn't bathe. She doesn't change clothes. She's just really bad. The house is a disaster. I have to wash the dishes every time I go up. So I really think it's time that we put her someplace where she can get better care. And they have a room open next to me. Now, there's a chance, I talked with Tina about this, there's a chance we can put Mom and May in the same room. Tina didn't think it was a good idea to do that to begin with, and I kind of have to agree with that. But if they're next door to one another, then maybe in the future we can put them in the same room. They do have semi-private rooms there, and the cost of that would be much cheaper.
Yeah.
But the cost to put Mom there would be $4,500. I think her Social Security check is $1,800 a month.
Yeah, I've also run all these figures and looked into all of this. oh, when all of this, you know, when she first came out from her second bout of DKA, and I realized there was more memory loss after that second bout of DKA. Now, Jeff, I talk to Mom about 2 hours a day, and we get normally we get on Skype a good bit, so I see her and I see the house, and I'm not there yet. Mom is. I also talk to Mom about, you know, what do you want to do, and I don't have a horse in this race except for Mom to be healthy and happy. If Mom were to tell me tomorrow, hey, I want to do assisted living, I'm there to support her. But when I talk to her about this, and I know her, again, both times she's had DKA, we saw significant memory loss with her. And after the first bout of DKA, she could remember things maybe 10, 20 minutes. Now it's down to a couple of minutes. And I'm watching like a hawk and trying to take everything into consideration. And it's you know, it means more work for me and more time for me to, like right now I'm running interference because Bill and Betty are just sick of her. And so I'm reminding Mom, calling her a lot to remind her that Bill and Betty need some space right now. I hear both sides of it. You know, I'm always, I get up extra early to be on the line when Bill comes. And I hear the two of them going back and forth. And I know Bill depicts it one way, but I hear some of the stuff that goes on, and I really adore Bill and Betty. I know how much they mean to you too. But they're getting old too. And so, and you know, that was kind of the idea when we started this last year, that Bill is somebody Mom is comfortable with. She wasn't liking the idea of Cheryl coming for 4 hours, and she likes having her space, and I understand that. But like this whole thing about Mom wearing the same pants that when she goes walking, first Bill called me about that. And I said, well, I said, I'll talk to Mom, and I did, and she assures me that, you know, and I do the same though. I wear the same jogging pants 2 or 3 days. And now because of COVID, I haven't been out of my house but 5 times in the last year. I kind of live like a retired person right now. I'll wear the same sweatpants 3 or 4 days. They're not getting that dirty. And but she assures me she's doing her laundry. Have you had to do her laundry for her?
Yes, Jerome, it's a mess. And I've seen Mom. When I go home to get her and we go to Kroger to buy groceries, I have to have her change clothes. I'm like, Mom, you can't go out looking like that. You know, you have to go change clothes. She'll have food all over her. It's bad, Jerome. I'm not calling to start. You know, I'm just, it's bad. And I think it's worse than you. You know, I see it, and it's bad. And she would get much better care if she was someplace to where people could care for her every day. May is getting really good care. And I would like for Mom to have really good care. You know, Tina says they go in 3 times a week, undress them, check for bed sores, give them a complete exam, bathe them. It's, it's bad, Jerome.
Well, I'm with the little luck, I'm going to get a vaccine in the next 1 to 2 months, and then I want to fly home and spend some time with her. And again, if she wants to go, or because if you look at the stats, pull the stats on people who do not want to go to a nursing home, stats that are not written by the nursing home industry, but that are done independently. And if a person does not want to be in a nursing home for whatever, or an assisted living facility, for whatever reason, they do not thrive there. And the illness rate will go up and the death rate will go up. And I could easily imagine it being torture for mom. Now, this is making I don't know what I'm quite trying to say, except, in summertime, mom is walking more. When she walks more, her sugar's in better control. And last year Bill got in a tizzy about mom wearing a wig that with her and I don't care if her wig is a little tilted or if she wears the same pants. I just want her happy and healthy. And if I thought, you know, happy and healthy meant not respecting her wishes, you know, but she's mostly doing fine. I want to see if, Bill was not, I don't want you to get this wrong, because I adore Bill and I'm really grateful for all he did. But he was not the best person for me, for the job that I do, the job that I signed up for 6 years ago with mom to do this. And Danielle was much better. When Bill went on vacation for a month, for me, that was the happiest I've been since mom's second bout of DKA, where I'm also involved in the mornings. Because Danielle came at the time I asked her to. Bill is forgetful too, Jeff. Mom, I'm always on the line and I want to know what mom's sugar is. And mom would forget to come back on the phone, and then I would ask Bill to please remind mom, and he would forget to remind her, and it would take me an hour to get back through to her by trying to get her iPhone or something. And with Danielle, it was, and Danielle knew how to, if mom had an issue with her iPhone with getting the switch turned, and Danielle wouldn't sneak her bananas the way Bill does, which that really sends her sugar out of control. And I've asked Bill to stop with the bananas, and I think he finally has now. But I would, I'm kind of glad Bill is tired of it, because I would like to see how mom does switching back to Danielle. And I want to go and see for myself. And it's not that much longer to wait, and then let's go from there.
If that's your decision, then that's your decision.
That is my perspective.
And that's what we all have the right to, is their opinion and their perspective. And I've said my perspective is different, and we'll just have to agree to disagree.
And I will continue to run interference and try to keep mom as much as I can. I've told Bill and Betty, I looked to see if I could block their phone number from mom's phone, and I can't do it that way, but I've told them I can show them how to, because wherever mom is, she'll have access to a phone, so she could, and she'll forget, and she will call them multiple times, and I've told them I can, I tell them whenever they want, let's you know. And I called Bill the other night. He didn't want to do it then. And I said, well, if you want to get Aaron up, I'll be happy to. But, you know, and it's really easy to turn on and off. And so, you know, if Mom is having one of those nights where she's repeatedly calling you, we can turn it off. And I just remind her, now I'm reminding her 3-4 times a day to give them some space as Betty's come down to the hospital. But Mom is, you know, Bill can be real grouchy with her. And they have, you know, they have their sibling dynamics. And normally it's phenomenal. Again, it's a lot of fun for me. You know, I'm on the line, Bill comes in, Mom lays the phone down. And a lot of times they're just joking and having fun with each other. And I just, for me, I just, that's a kick for me just to hear them pick at each other like that.
I'm sure it is.
But there are days when Bill is short-tempered and he will say something to Mom and I'm just like, why is he saying this? Why is he, you know, it's because Bill will start it, but boy, will Mom finish it, you know? And so they're equally to blame, but a lot of the days when Mom is having a bad day, what's happened is Bill is really made her angry, and so she's going to cuss him out, but then she's going to cry to me, but by the end of the day she's laughing about it. So I'm going to talk to Danielle, and you know, that's who Bill recommended when he went on vacation. She was reliable, and she was close, and honestly, or what I'm trying to do with helping Mom, she was honestly, and don't tell Bill, I love him, but Danielle was more just professional about it.
I promise I'm not gonna, you know, tell Bill, okay?
Okay.
So that was really all I wanted to get your thoughts on. I know here in Georgia we are vaccinating people 55 and older. I don't know how they're doing in California.
Well, it's because of my cancer that I might be able to get it earlier. So I'm waiting to hear back from my oncologist. I did tell Bill and I got into it a couple of weeks ago. He called me early, and he was just grouchy with me and just insisting I come home. And I was telling Bill that, you know, and he was just, I don't know, he was having a bad day, and he caught me when I was barely awake. And Jeff, I'm losing my vision in my eyes, so that's causing me a lot of headaches, okay? And
I'm very, John, that breaks my heart.
Well,
I'm very, very sorry.
Okay, but so he just caught me at the wrong moment, and he was basically saying I wasn't a good son. And I was saying, you know, Bill, there's a pandemic. It's not a good idea for me to travel right now. And he just pushed it, and I lost it with him. And I raised my voice, but I didn't say, what I said was, don't you think this is killing me, Bill, that I can't travel there right now? That's what I said. I said it in a loud, mean voice because he ticked me off. But it is. It's killing me that I have not been able to travel. It kills me that the last time I saw my mom, I was so sick, I only saw her one day. You know, it kills me that this stupid pandemic. But it's what it is. We're dealing with it. We're all coming through it. We're all going to live. We're all being very smart about it. And all I can do is spend as much, you know, my job is a 10, 12, 14 hour job. All I do, and my life for years has been nothing but my job, taking care of my mom, and now taking care of my own cancer. That's all I do. You know, I 6 years ago, there was the Georgia thing, and you didn't like it that Mom didn't take to Georgia. And so I raised my hand. And to keep the peace, I raise my hand. And that's it. Hang on 1 second. I just hope that you appreciate that a lot of things you've gotten to do for the last 6 years is because I did lift my hand, and I am taking care of a lot, and it's my life is, you know, not a circus every day. It's a lot of work, and I do that, and I just hope you've never thanked me, Jeff. You've never thanked me that I raise my hand and I take 95% care of Mom. So, you know.
Jerome,
so a lot of the things you've gotten to do, it's because I raise my hand and I do it. And any job I take, I do 130%. And that's how I'm doing, Mom. And you're lucky you have me doing that.
I don't want to get you upset. The reason I get to do the things I do is because I live 60 miles away from Mom, and you don't. And I do appreciate what you have done, but Mom is beyond the point now that what you're doing is helping. So that's just a fact. And I...
Well, that's your fact.
And you do not do 95% of it. You really don't. I mean, I'm not even going to tell you what all I do, but you do not do 95% of it.
You don't know all that I do, Jeff.
So, and we can leave it at that so that the conversation doesn't deteriorate.
All right. But, I'll talk, it's time for me to call Mom anyway, so we'll talk
okay.
later. Bye.